Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent Technology and Tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Hey, welcome back to the News Hour on a Friday edition. Tomorrow, by the way, as all of you know, we had some folks in yesterday, and we're going to continue that round today. Tomorrow is the start of the Downtown Farmers Market here in Des Moines. And, you know, people have been anxiously awaiting this. It's been long enough for winter, for crying out loud. Let's get on with it for, you know. And folks sometimes have been vendors there for years and years and years and years and years. And then sometimes people get lucky enough to be a first-time vendor. And that's who we've got in studio today. This is Sarah and Miles Bright from Bright Acre Farms, and this is their first year at the Downtown Farmers Market. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
You guys doing all right?
We're doing great.
All right. A lot of work, huh?
Very much so.
Yeah. So what time do you guys have to be down at the Farmers Market tomorrow?
We'll be there about 5:30-ish. Yeah. We'll start set up before 6, and we have to be ready to rock and roll before 7.
You know, you would think you guys were dairy farmers with those kind of hours, you know?
You know, it's been really exciting. These hours kind of start here in February, and we keep these hours until the end of October,
yeah,
until into harvest.
Yeah. Now, is the Downtown Farmers Market the only one that you're at, or you do others?
Actually, we will be at Carlisle Market also. That's our hometown,
Carlisle.
And then we'll also be at the Ankeny Farmers Market, the Uptown Farmers Market, and then also Indianola and Pleasant Hill.
So you do the farmers market routine, right?
We're running.
How
the
long
full
have you
gambit.
Been doing this?
You know, we've been doing this for several years now. We went into this, I did full time a couple years ago, and it's grown and grown. We have actually expanded this year by about twice as much land, about 500%, a lot of volume as far as production, plant numbers, and all that.
Good for you.
It's just been a sliding scale moving up.
All right. So one of the things now, and this is what's going to shock people, because I think lots of folks, especially city folks, if you will, think about agriculture and they say, oh, you got to have 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, 15,000 acres of land, and you do monocrops. You do either corn or soybeans, rotational. And then you say, well, no, people can actually make a living on far less than 3,000 acres of land.
You know, that's very true. And it does, again, it takes thought, planning, and mapping. But there's a ton of sustainable stuff that can be done where you can produce an enormous amount of food. We'll be participating with some of the Go Fresh, Go Local Hy-Vee programs. Right. We're really excited and happy to be a part of the Downtown Market. That's a big step for us, but it's also kind of proven that our growth has been noticed and it's paying off.
You're right. So, now, how many acres are you guys working, Sarah?
We have about 8 acres right now.
About 8 acres. Yeah. There you go. And you're making a living.
Absolutely. We're doing well. It's feast to famine. It really is.
Yeah.
It's seasonal. You know, you have some thick months, and then you have some really skinny ones through the winter. So you got to make it balanced.
Well, let's talk about what Bright Farms raises. Sarah, you were sharing with me just a minute ago. What is it? What is it that you guys are cooking up out there in Carlisle?
Well, aside from our chemical-free produce, we are not organic. We are better. That's our logo.
We're not organic, but we're better.
Exactly. We don't use chemicals. We use chicken litter. We use cow manure. That's our fertilizer. We don't use any pesticides whatsoever on our crops. We also have our chickens. We have laying hens. We also have Muscovy ducks, which are a phenomenal meat bird. We have about 700 raspberries and blackberry plants.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yes, they're wonderful.
Do you make wine yet?
I will be.
Okay, just check.
Good answer.
Make a lot of jams and jellies out of them, of course.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have my soaps and lotions that I make.
Oh, you do
also.
Soaps and lotions?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You guys are like the Foxfire book. I sprung this on somebody today. Soap, huh?
Yep. It's a cold process soap. It's a traditional soap, just like they used to make back in the old days. No chemicals. There's no water in it. No alcohol. If you actually look at commercial soap, like you'd buy at the store, the number one product in that is water. The next number one the second product is going to be alcohol. When commercial soaps actually are made, they take the glycerin out, which is the fat that is your moisturizer. Well, that dries your skin out.
That dries your skin out.
Exactly.
Duh.
So that's how they get you to buy
their... buy moisturizers.
Exactly. They put that glycerin in your moisturizer. We don't do any of that. If you can, you know, read the label there, it's shea butter, it's coconut oil, it's all the really good stuff. I mean, technically, everything that's in it, you can eat.
Okay. So I got to ask you, because my wife suffers from the psoriasis and mm-hmm. things like that. And, you know, she's always putting on lotion and stuff. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's worse than other times. I would imagine something like this could be good.
You know, we have several friends that they use it all the time. They absolutely love it. It helps their skin. We have most of our soaps and lotions, foot balms, beard balms, too, have fragrance in them. But we do have one that we absolutely love. It's called Plain Jane. No fragrance. It's just the good stuff.
Just the good stuff.
The coconut oil. It's your olive oil. That no fragrance whatsoever, and that's what our folks with dry skin, eczema, psoriasis, that's what they like to use.
It
helps greatly.
I think that's great. This is the voice of Sarah Bright, and she is with her husband, Miles, and we're talking about Bright Acres Farms. You know what I think is very interesting about this, and now this starts to make sense because I didn't know that you did soaps mm-hmm. and other things. So this is the kind of stuff that pulls you through the winter?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So this is like a really diversified farming operation we got going on.
It's one thing. You can't have all your eggs in one basket.
That's
no
right.
pun intended.
Exactly. All right. So what? Okay. So let's go back to the veggies and the other stuff. What else in that elm? You do berries and what else?
We do. A lot of our produce is heirloom. We're all
heirloom. Tell us what that is.
Heirloom is going to be your non-GMO stuff, non-hybrid plants that are old, traditional, kind of irregular-looking tomatoes, different colors, much, much heavier, thicker flavor, and a very, very healthier alternative to something that's been modified, been changed.
Sure.
Where they're all hand-seeded, we start everything ourselves. We germinate everything, the whole nine yards, from start to finish. We've cared for that plant since it was a seed.
Oh, wow.
We make our own germination medium. We do everything by hand. And then we're talking in the thousands.
Yeah.
We've got...
Now, Miles, what did you do before you decided to be an urban farmer, so to speak?
You know, I get asked that question all the time. I was actually in the IT field. I was the
I was actually a
project manager and a part owner of a web development and graphic design company
before
I switched
geek.
Gears. I am a nerd at heart, but I'm a country nerd. Absolutely.
I think that's a great story. So, yeah, you went from the computer screen to digging in the dirt.
Couldn't be happier about it either.
I bet.
Been quite a transition.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that. Is there a certain amount of freedom that this offers you that doing 9 to 5 just didn't?
You know, there is. There is and there isn't. You're totally responsible and you're on the hook to yourself. There's nothing else out there. You can't call in sick. You can't take paid vacation. None of that stuff exists. I do miss kind of 9 to 5 in it, being able to come home and light the grill, put your feet up and all that. It's sun up to sundown while the weather's cooperating.
Yeah.
And it's really worth it. It really is.
And when you're doing something like this, you're the guy that wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning saying, gosh, can I make that payment?
You know what? We've had a few close calls with some of that stuff, but it's gotten a lot better the last couple of years. And we've seen, like we were saying earlier, we've seen a ton of growth with it. And the stress has also become kind of more physical. It's, you know, how quickly can we expand? How much more demand can we meet? You know, how many we're multiplying in the thousands where it was, you know, by the dozens or by the hundreds last year.
Outside of farmers market, are you doing CSAs, that kind of thing?
You know, we've had somebody approach us about that, and we may be participating one this year. But we also, again, have a nice arrangement made with Hy-Vee at a corporate level. And we'll be in upwards of 10 Hy-Vee stores this year for their Go Fresh, Go Local program as well.
You know, that's an interesting thing. Up until just a couple of years ago, most individuals in the grocery chain industry were kind of going poo-poo with all this kind of stuff. But now they've found the magic bean, so to speak, where consumers are actually want to know where their food comes from. And so I think the last 2 or 3 years, they've really done a nice job with Hy-Vee in particular. Mm-hmm. Nice signage and nice call-outs to make sure that people know that, hey, that tomato that you're buying came from down the street.
You know, it's unique. They've started, you know, presenting to people in displays at the store the name of the farm,
sure,
how many miles that actually is from that store's location. So it's kind of neat to know that some of our stuff will be in there and it'll say it was from Carlisle, 11 miles away or 12 miles away. And it's neat to know that that thing didn't have to go anywhere. It wasn't shipped. It wasn't in a container. Start to finish until it hit the store, it was handled by us.
Yeah, and so. The other thing about that is many restaurants are also opting for locally sourced products. My friend Michael Leo from the Strudel House, as a matter of fact, is very big on that. Make sure that he buys what he can. David Baruthio at Brew 66, Enosh Kelly, my friend Wilson at Proof. It goes on and on and on. All of these individuals are really into that. And they have started to train their customers to think in that way. And so they've really been on the vanguard of a lot of this, and now it's entering the grocery stores.
It's quite a multifaceted movement. And that's something, too, that we've seen pick up where we've actually been contacted through. We're on Local Harvest and a couple of these local farming networking sites. And we've been approached by a couple of different farm-to-table restaurants who are interested in some consistent volume of, a few things like eggs, like tomatoes, several ingredients that they could get somewhere cheaper, but you're sacrificing quality at that point in time. And knowing where it came from means so much to people that we're, again, pleased to be a part of that.
Excellent. And now let's switch gears and come back to the farmer's market. How long have you been trying to get into the downtown farmer's market?
This was something where we looked into it for several years. And
It's not easy.
No, it's not easy. No. We must have had a little bit of luck or a guardian angel, something like that. This was actually our first time applying.
Really?
And we just simply kind of hit the nail on the head where we're multifaceted. We're filling a void where some people do not do the same stuff we do. And again, it comes from our variety of products and the fact that we can be there through the entire operation, from opening market to closing market. Mm-hmm. We'll be there every other Saturday. And we absolutely have produce and have different hard good items anytime we're there.
Sure. What else have you got over there? I'm just kind of curious.
This is one of my lotions here. It's a whip lotion.
A what?
A whipped lotion.
Whipped lotion.
Yeah. And try that. And then I also have a beard balm, which my husband actually made that specifically for him. And a lot of his buddies have loved it so much that I've been making it a lot more.
Beard balm.
It was actually a special request from me. I just have dry skin. I can't taking a straight razor or something like that to my face really, really dries me out.
Really?
And it was something that she actually researched, tried a couple of things, and man, she hit one that's just out of the park.
Beard balm.
Beard balm, yeah.
And she's got it smelling like an old-fashioned traditional shaving soap.
Yeah. There you go. That's,
and then we have our foot balm here.
Foot balm?
Foot balm.
And absolutely. What does that do?
For dry feet, just give yourself a little...
Now, what happens if you get them mixed up? Do you start growing hair on your
toes? No. To be honest with you, you can use it on your hands. It's not going to hurt anything. I actually, my daughter actually loves to use the beard balm on her feet. She doesn't have hairy feet, I promise you. But it's a really great moisturizer.
Isn't this fun? This is so fun. You know, we have the opportunity here at the Business News Hour to interview startups, to established corporations that have hundreds and hundreds of employees. And every once in a while, some favorite things walk in the door. And yesterday we were talking about fermented foods. Mm-hmm. Also, one of our folks at the Downtown Farmers Market. And today, you guys are multifaceted in all kinds of things. It is Sarah and Miles Bright. It's called Bright Acres Farm out of Carlisle. And where are you guys at the Farmers Market?
We're on 4th Street. We'll be right across the street from Fong's Pizza.
Aha, well, there you go. You can duck in there and say, hey, give me one of those crazy pizzas.
Yeah. Get you a crab rangoon pizza and come get some soap.
Yeah.
That's right.
Clean up a little bit. Thanks for coming in, guys.
We appreciate it.
Have a great
good
night.
Stuff. All right. That is Miles and Sarah. They are part of Bright Acres Farm. You can find them on 4th Street right across from Fong's. A reminder that it does all start tomorrow. It is the Downtown Farmers Market. Our thanks to Kelly Foss for getting this interview and also yesterday's interview as well. Kelly's just a great friend of the Business News Hour. We had hoped to have her, but we've had a heck of a lot more fun learning about some particular vendors that are going to be at the Downtown Farmers Market starting 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Go, go, go. All right, we've got to check out for a moment. And then when we come back, we'll tell you what happened today on Wall Street. I can tell you by looking at the graphs, it was a touch-and-go day. We ended up in the green. We'll tell you what all that means when we come back.